This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's state media said that its space program landed a spacecraft on the surface of Mars for the first time. Plans call for a rover to stay in the lander for a few days of diagnostic tests before rolling down a ramp to explore an icy area of Mars. It's joining an American one that arrived at the Red Planet in February. China becomes the third country to land on Mars following a failed Soviet mission in 1971 and nine successful landings between 1976 and 2021. Israeli planes renewed airstrikes in Gaza early Saturday, and Hamas militants responded by firing rockets into Israel with their battle. And another day as U.S. and Arab diplomats seek an end to all the violence. The Palestinian medical officials claimed that at least 132 people have been killed in Gaza since Monday, including 32 children and 21 women. 950 others have been wounded. Israeli authorities say 8 are dead there, including a soldier patrolling the Gaza border and 6 civilians, including 2 children. The head of a session of the UN Security Council Sunday to discuss the situation, an envoy from President Joe Biden's administration, flew in on Friday. Israel is being accused of manipulating the media and using a false report to confuse Hamas. The military clarified a report about ground troops attacking the Gaza Strip, but it came after several major news outlets erroneously reported a ground offensive was underway. Israel called in 160 warplanes and bombarded the tunnels for 40 minutes, according to its military. This is VOA News. Confirmed deaths from COVID-19 in Colombia passed 80,000 Friday, with intensive care units almost full in the biggest cities, and where large crowds have been gathering for weeks for anti-government protests. Authorities warned this week that the demonstrations are likely to prolong an already devastating third wave of the pandemic. The mayor said Friday that she's infected a day after warning the capital was nearing a record daily case and death numbers. Demonstrators marched across Colombia since April 28th, initially called in opposition to a now-canceled tax reform plan, but expanded to tackle inequality and police brutality. The World Health Organization warned Friday that the second year of the COVID-19 pandemic is said to be far more deadly than the first. Meanwhile, Japan extended a state of emergency to more areas Friday amid growing concerns for the Olympics to be set and scrapped. And with just 10 weeks to go, campaigners submitted a petition with more than 350,000 signatures calling for the games to be canceled altogether. Japanese public opinion is firmly opposed to holding the games this summer. Swiss tennis great Roger Federer said Friday that he and other athletes are confused on whether it is happening or not. Federer said he would love to play in the Olympics, but would understand if that does not happen given the coronavirus situation. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm urged American motorists not to hoard gasoline, saying gas station outages have peaked and the situation has been improving throughout Friday. She says she will appear before national lawmakers next week who want to know what went wrong with Colonial Pipeline and how cyber attack and ransomware events like this can be prevented in the future. A Russian hacking group who infiltrated the pipeline, forced it to shut down for several days, was reportedly paid $5 million in ransom by the major U.S. gas and fuel supplier. U.S. broadcaster Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, said Friday that Russia had frozen its Moscow bank accounts after fining it repeatedly for breaking its foreign agent legislation. Earlier Friday, Russian bailiffs carried out an inventory of its Moscow bureau and notified it of the beginning of proceedings over unpaid fines for violations of the foreign agent law. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.